Harper and Harper Audio present Beasts of the Uncanny Wild by Cindy Lin, performed by David Lee Huynh. For Amanda, Nicole, Lindsay, and John Paul. Prologue. The clarity comes in moments. Most of the time, I am separated from myself and operate purely on a monster's instinct. The divide is painful. Sometimes the only way to soothe it is to distract myself with a different sort of sensation. A pinch, a tug, a smack. Just enough that my body takes over from the agony that is my mind. I know I am not myself, and I feel trapped. I thought I had a chance to change everything. But now, I can only hope that the truth will come out before it's too late. An angry scream tore through the air, turning the head of every being within earshot. By the lake, Minora pushed aside the dense shrubbery with her hands and peered through to see what was causing the commotion. Her eyes widened and her wings flapped back in surprise. A human, a woman like she once was, stood near the base of the waterfall, hands on her hips. Flying in circles above her was a vivid red monster bird, its feathers tipped in gold. A phoenix. It headed for the nearby trees, but then veered sharply back, as if tied by an invisible thread to the woman. The phoenix opened its sharp beak and screamed again. The woman laughed. "That's all right, my pet. We won't be here forever. Just long enough to build up our strength." She smiled up at the circling monster bird, her crimson lips curving into a blackened void. "Where are her teeth?" Minora murmured. She touched the tip of her tongue to her own, white and even and among the few parts that were still very much human. But another question troubled her even more. Where did she come from? It had been ages since any humans had been seen around here, let alone one with a pet phoenix. By the design of the gods, the wild was near impossible to reach. She looked hungrily at the gleaming robes that the woman wore, richly embroidered and clearly silk. A hairpin with 9 trailing strands of gold flowers was fastened in her dark hair, and it tinkled as the woman tilted her head up at the phoenix. She'd never seen such a style. Was that what people were wearing now? Minora ruffled her feathers in envy and watched the woman bend down with something round and luminous in her palm.
"You may have thought you were so clever taking the key, but that's hardly important now that we're here," the woman said airily, pulling Minora's attention back to her. "So, I forgive you. Just be a good monster mate, my feathered friend."
A rumble came from deep inside the mountain. The cliffs shook, and the veil of water spilling over them swayed. An annoyed expression crossed the woman's face.
"Not that beast again," she said, irritated. "For something that sleeps all year long, it's far too restless."
The phoenix crash-landed in the bushes near Minora.
"Oh," she said, startled.
The monster bird turned its head, and its gaze met hers. It began to scream as if in warning. The strange woman straightened up and narrowed her eyes. As she headed their way, light pulsed from the pale orb in her hand, shining between the long, sharp claws on her fingertips. Minora turned and ran.
Chapter 1. The Creature Exposition.
"Boiling beasts, I'm dying!"
In the stifling heat of the midday sun, Jin yanked open the nearest window of the royal carriage and peered outside as it sped along the road, pulled by a team of sleek horses. He sighed as a cooling breeze blew in and took a deep breath, trying to calm himself.
"This is going to work," he muttered to himself. "It just has to."
"Nervous, young emperor?"
A magnificent, scaly Ji Lin looked at him curiously with golden eyes as it trotted easily beside his carriage, its great cloven hooves thumping on the wide dirt road.
"Who, me?" Jin scoffed. "Of course not. I'm just...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?